Yeah, I was trying to understand that phrase, know the mind with, as the mind, know feeling as feeling. It seems like it's what both the other two questions are talking about. It's like a relinquishing. So I'm trying to, is it about letting something go or about not picking something up?
Well, it's both, you know, both in the sense that whatever, you know, because sometimes it's all one needs to do is just, you know, not pick it up, and then it, say that in itself is, say, like a non-arising when one doesn't pick it up. So that has an ending to it. But it does need to be, it needs to be contemplated, needs to be seen, needs to be understood, needs to be experienced. So that whether it's the mind, feeling, whatever, I mean, it's just this, that's where the four foundations of mindfulness are helpful in terms of seeing body as a body, seeing mind as mind, seeing feeling as feeling. Dhammas as dhammas, and then it's not adding to the different layers of how we tend to react and interpret experience. Yeah.
One of the same lines is oftentimes pointed out too is that it's our selfing arises around the feeling. So, you know, like, the object and the sense sphere, you know, is contact, and arises around that, and then feeling arises from that contact, and then, like, oftentimes the grammatical structure of the Pali will change to be like what a person or what one feels, one makes a problem out of this.
Right.
So, like, when you identify as a person who doesn't feel pain, it's a problem, then you feel pain.
Right.
So watching all the self constructs in reaction to feeling.
Yeah, and that's where it's actually that first, within the Anapanasati Sutta structure, that experiencing the mental formations, because it's that's where the, like, even before mind, because it's at the level of feeling, it's still quite basic. There's feeling, and because of what is called a jitta sankhara in the mental formation is feeling and perception. So vedana and sanya. And it's through that, and sanya is the aspect of memory and association. So that feeling, memory, association, those are the building blocks of the movement of mind, the constructs of mind. So that by using feeling as a doorway or as a mirror for investigation, one could start to see the momentum of the mind starting to take shape, and so that it helps to come back and to recognize what that tendency, that habit is. And that's where it's experience, from the Anapanasati Sutta, experiencing and then, settling or tranquilizing. So we just are making it peaceful.